Track 7. Extract 1.
They say an economist is an expert who'll know tomorrow why the things he predicted yesterday didn't happen today. The same could be said of most financial advisors. In the world of investment, it remains a popular misconception that if you want to beat the stock market, you really have to seek professional advice. And people still tend to assume that with the assistance of a professional financial advisor, you can't fail to get a better return on your investment. Wrong. Statistically speaking, 2/3 of Citi experts underperform the stock market index. In fact, according to some of the latest research, this is a lot less than many amateurs can achieve. In one study, for example, a group of British schoolchildren took part in a stock market simulation game, and 80% of them managed to beat the index. So, in actual fact, a professional advisor might just be the worst person to go to for financial advice. For, in reality, professional doesn't mean they're better. It simply means they charge for being worse.
Extract 2.
Could I just ask those of you who drive to work to raise your hand if you actually enjoy the experience? Well, don't worry. Help is at hand. This is the CommuterMate, the motorist's electronic friend. As you can see, it features GPS, which constantly monitors car speed and gives you 1,000 meters warning of police cameras. It also alerts you to traffic cues and accident hotspots. Plus, it includes free automatic online updates and can be plugged straight into your vehicle's cigarette lighter. What this means, in a nutshell, is you can set it up in minutes and avoid almost any kind of headache on the road. But the greatest advantage of the CommuterMate is that it has none of the usual reliability problems. So, how does it measure up to the competition? Well, in terms of cost, it compares very favourably with similar devices, because, as I mentioned, the system automatically updates for free. And as far as reliability is concerned, well, there's really no comparison. The CommuterMate is in a class of its own.
Extract 3.
No one escapes a deep recession, not even the rich. Did you know that in the last 12 months, the 400 richest people in the USA have, between them, lost $300 billion? $300 billion. That's huge. That's the annual GDP of Hong Kong. Now, for the average working man or woman, this may not seem like a big deal. But in the luxury car industry, it's a full-scale catastrophe. The global economic downturn we are currently suffering has hit us hard. Throughout the industry, we are seeing major production slowdowns with the expectation of a sustained fall in demand. And here, at Mirage, we are increasingly vulnerable to competition at the lower end of the luxury sector. Does this cloud have a silver lining? I think it does. The fact that brands like BMW are seeing an increase in sales proves that there is, most definitely, still a market for luxury, but affordable luxury. The challenge for us, then, is to make the luxury products we offer more affordable, but no less luxurious. What this means is we need to be introducing better payment plans, trading deals, and preferential rates for insurance policies. I want to see us doing everything we can to make the dream of owning a Mirage Turbo a practical reality for the customers we traditionally attract.